This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Frye, F-R-Y-E, first name Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, date of evaluation February 7, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Stuffman, the chief complaint, 60-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery, period. The HPI, the patient is a 60-year-old female who was initially evaluated in this office in May of 2017 when she was scheduled for bilateral carpal tunnel release and bilateral cubital tunnel release, period. She had subsequently been evaluated by Dr. Joshua Richards and underwent surgery, period. In the interim, however, she had reported that her right shoulder is bone on bone, period. She stated that she had been receiving hyaluronic acid with mild improvement in her symptoms, period. However, symptoms more recently have worsened, period. She reports fibromyalgia and right shoulder has significantly worsened. Pain is on average 7/10, period. However, it is worsened with any type of activity and increases to 10/10, period. Her range of motion is severely decreased, and she is unable to perform her ADLs, period. She has difficulty in dressing because of the limited range of motion and pain, period. Her past medical history includes gouty arthritis, next number osteoarthritis, next number rheumatoid arthritis, next number asthma, next number bone on bone right shoulder, next number diabetes type 2, diet and exercise controlled, next number eczema, next number fibromyalgia, next number gallstones, next number glomerular basement membrane attenuation, i.e. Alport syndrome, next number hematuria, 4+ at baseline, next number history of human parvovirus B19, next number hypertension, next number insomnia, next number menopause, next number obstructive sleep apnea, next number prolonged PR interval, next number prolonged QT interval, next number post-traumatic stress disorder. She is a prior smoker from 1978 to 1994. Next number spondylolisthesis. Next number tachycardia. Next number tinnitus. Next number tricuspid valve murmur. Next number uterine fibroids. Her past surgical history: myomectomy of the uterine fibroids, next number right knee arthroscopic surgery for meniscal tear, next number left shoulder surgery for ganglion cyst, next number right shoulder surgery, next number she has had cubital tunnel release and Florida has had carpal tunnel release, as noted. The medications Advair 230/21, one puff Q 12 hours, atorvastatin 10 milligrams HS, fluticasone 50 micrograms, two inhalation each nears daily, gabapentin 700 milligrams at 10 and 1800 hours, gabapentin 800 milligrams at 0-200 hours, Humira 40 milligrams injection bimonthly on a Sunday, Norco 5/325, take two tablets, Q 8 hours, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams, Q 12 hours, PRN, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Singulair 10 milligrams at 2200 hours daily, prednisone 5 milligrams Q 12 hours, trazodone 25 milligrams QHS, Euloric 40 milligrams daily, colchicine 0.6 milligrams PRN, epinephrine auto-injector 0.3 milligrams PRN, furosemide 20 milligrams PRN, ondansetron ODT 4 milligrams PRN, tizanidine 4 milligrams PRN, albuterol 90 micrograms 1 to 2 puff PRN, topicals alclomethazone 0.05% cream, PRN, pimecrolimus, P-I-M-E-C-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, 1% cream, PRN, lucinonide 0.05% ointment, PRN, mupirocin, M-U-P-I-R-O-C-I-N, 2% ointment, PRN, tacrolimus, 1% ointment, PRN, non-prescription medications, calcium, vitamin D3, 750 milligrams per 400 international units daily. Cetirizine, C-E-T-I-R-I-Z-I-N-E, 10 milligrams on daily. Ducasate sodium, 200-300 milligrams daily PRN. Famotidine, 20 milligrams Q12 hours. Glucosamine, chondroitin, 1500/800/750 milligrams daily. Green tea, 315 milligrams, 2 capsules daily. L-lysine, 500 milligrams PRN. Multivite, 1 daily. Omega flaxseed, 1 daily. Turmeric, 1000 milligrams daily. Vitamin D3, 1000 international units gel daily. Magnesium, 250 milligrams, 3 times weekly. Potassium, 90 milligrams, 2 times a week, and PRN. CBD, 25 milligram gel capsule every 8 hours. Pseudoephedrine, 60 milligrams, Q12 hours, and PRN. Melatonin, 10 milligrams, HS. Additional PRN medications include clotrimazole cream, Beno 2 tablets, PRN, biotin, mouth spray, chlorpheniramine 4 milligrams PRN, lactase 900 FCC 2 tablets PRN, Mucinex 600 milligrams PRN, Primatine Mist PRN, TheraBreath lozenges PRN, Tums 1 to 2 lozenges PRN. The allergies, Benadryl hyphen rash, latex hyphen hives, IVP dye, hives, Advil hyphen hives, amoxicillin hyphen hives, peanuts hyphen anaphylaxis, hydrochlorothiazide hyphen rash, Bactrim hyphen rash, sulfur hyphen rash, Plaquenil severe sun reaction, methyl lithothiazole rash, methylisothiazolinone, methyl chloroisothiazolinone rash, that is spelled methylchloroisothiazolinone. The family history, mother with history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, diabetes, CVA, spinal stenosis, Alport syndrome, that is Alport syndrome, ALPORT, gouty arthritis and thyroid disease, cystic with parathyroid disease. Social history, she denies smoking or drug use. She notes rare alcohol use, period. The review of systems. Constitutional. She has had recent weight loss. Skin, unremarkable. Head, no history of trauma. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears, no deafness or decreased smell. Nose, she has sinus problems. Oral cavity, no bleeding gum, sore tongue, or dentures. Throat, no sore throat or dysphagia. Neck, no stiffness or decreased motion. Respiratory, unremarkable. Cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Vascular, unremarkable. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, but she does have diarrhea. Genitourinary, she has hematuria. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. Psychiatric, she has anxiety. Hematologic, she reports easy bruising and bleeding. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 143/75, pulse 89, respiratory rate 20. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The right shoulder demonstrates tenderness to palpation. She has decreased range of motion on extension, P period, she further has decreased range of motion and tenderness on abduction period. D. ECG reveals sinus rhythm of 85 beats per minute. There is slight first degree AV block with a PR of 206. Evidence of old inferior wall myocardial infarction noted. The impression, this is a 60-year-old female with multiple medical issues who is being seen preoperatively, period. Despite her numerous medical problems, she appears stable, period. She has had no symptoms of chest pain, comma, dyspnea, or dysrhythmia, period. Medically, she appears stable despite having multiple allergies and multiple comorbidities, which increases her risk somewhat. Overall, she is felt to be stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.